Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. My name is Macabre Reed, the personal style consultant with a holistic approach. I'm here to help you be the best version of yourself while creating a smoother and easier dressing experience so that you can utilize your personal appearance for better opportunities. On these fashion episodes, you'll get a mix of original audio content of what's your mean, the dressing experience, afterthoughts, speaking engagements, and more. Are you ready to level up your personal appearance? All right, let's get this party started. I just want to advise, I am very careful about giving broad-based guidance because my approach is holistic and specific to the individual, so they can get to the root of the problem and not mask it with the get fly quick scheme or follow the fashion, aka what the masses have been feeding you. Right, so we got a special inquiry of voice notes, and I am going to let you guys listen. So take a listen.
Hi, a musician songwriter from Ghana, and my morning routine is very essential for me because being an artist, my identity from my songs and how I look and present myself outside go hand in hand, and mostly people see you outside and they want to take pictures with you and they want to discuss projects with you, so you have to always, you know, be ready and, you know, look presentable enough for these type of moments. And you never know what will happen. You never know, you know, how your dressing is going to affect someone's perception of you, because, you know, they've heard your music and they have sort of envisioned how your personality is going to be like, and your dressing is very important for that. So mostly I try as hard as possible to align my look with my mood at the same time with my personality, my songs, and, you know, my brand. So yeah, it's quite troubling sometimes. Like, you don't know what to pick between the jeans and the baggy jeans, because I personally love baggy jeans, but sometimes I can't really fit some outfits with it, and you'd really want to wear some of, you know, these outfits as well. Like, you'd want to wear a specific top, like a yellow top, but the baggy jeans, you know, might be cool, but you could have a skinnier jeans with a perfect combination color and stuff like that. So it gets difficult. Sometimes I call some of my friends to help, and to help me pick an outfit to match my mood so I could be comfortable and I could, you know, be more, you know, confident outside. Yeah, so
again, if you guys want to submit in your voice notes asking a question, definitely email it to info@miien.co, and we look forward to hearing from you. So you just listened to a voice note from a male about, this is definitely going to be the title, but what I gathered from it was, are you wearing you or are you wearing your profession? And there were some key things that I heard, which was his identity, his morning routine, musician, who he is constantly an attention moment seeker, and he's just having trouble aligning with his mood, which can be a very, I'm not going to say scary, but it can be a contradicting thing, especially when it's pertaining to your profession versus the person, because that's ultimately what he's battling. When I hear him talk, I don't know him, he's not my client of mine, but I'm just giving you stuff to factor in when I hear these type of troubles. And also the personality and song versus brand thing, that is also another thing that stuck out to me on a sore thumb. But I hope you guys are liking the podcast. This one's a little bit different. I'm definitely on my little off day, but I know I wanted to give you guys a podcast episode. And also, it is your girl's birthday week. So I'm in relax mode. This is also the beginning of our slow season. So I'm kind of like on birthday mode slash kind of just taking a hiatus. But I know I wanted to keep this thing momentum going and bang out this episode. So I thought this would be a great topic to dive into. So are you wearing you, or are you wearing your profession? And in this case, this profession is less than 1% of us, right? So for those of you who are listening, definitely take note, because a lot of the times artists, musicians, their schedules are very tight, very, very tight. They go through ebbs and flows. And I'm going to say their albums are like seasons. I'm just kind of explaining it to the regular person who does not have any type of clue of how their lifestyle is, or how their mindset or their cycle kind of just flows in and out. They go through like different seasons very rapidly. So I know as an artist or a performer 24/7, I'm going to assume this is your full-time job. It's hard to separate the two, but I'm sure when you see Rihanna, Rihanna is not Rihanna the fashion killer all the time. I mean, look at when she was pregnant. That one picture, even though it wasn't bad, but I still love it because it just showed how human and realistic she was. She was pregnant. She had a blue striped shirt on. She had folded it up so that it wouldn't be on her baby bump. She had regular baggy jeans and some Timberlands on. I loved how simple and regular she was. And also a latest article that she was talking about, I can't remember because I read a lot. She's in mommy mode, of course, and she's also just promoting the new Puma release, and she's probably working on a couple of other things, but she was just trying to find a balance of mommyhood, businesshood, and who she was. Like, she has to fill in those shoes. So what I'm trying to say is, what we know Rihanna as, the fashion killer, like, she's not Rihanna 24/7. She goes through ebbs and flows just like a regular human being. But as you are a musician, you go through it much more rapidly. And that also goes for Beyonce or any other artist, especially women, because women, we are nurturers. And if we do go through the season of motherhood, that will need to drastically change, because we definitely need to be comfortable when we are nurturing our family and our kids. So since you are asking me, and I go about styling differently, because my overall objective is sustainability, styling, whether you may like it or not, what I'm about to tell you. But if you do at least one of the three that I'm going to be mentioning, it will definitely eliminate the doubt that you've been having so that you can stop wearing doubt. I hate when people wear doubts. I know you probably hear the phrase wearing stress, but wearing doubt definitely is not a good thing, especially when you are an artist, because you have to wear yourself on your sleeve at all times. So here is my first go round. Now, this advice is not concrete. I don't know you, so I'm just kind of giving you stuff to start off with. Definitely refer to the tag, because it's so broad. I have to like talk to you, consult, and unpeel a lot of things. So there's so many factors that we can go into, but I'm just going to name the three that you can start out with. So the first one, the first exercise that you will have to do to kind of just identify or get a grasp, I'm not saying that this is concrete, but it's definitely in my first chapter of my book, What You Mean. Definitely go read it, check it out, browse through it. But it is the section where you understand what categories are within your lifestyle. I know that you said you are a musician, but are you a tour type of musician? Are you a singer-songwriter type of musician? There's just so many sectors of artist, performer, I don't know what else is involved for you. So are you the type of artist that is in the studio, you know, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.? Are you a part of a lot of writing, boot camps? There's just so many different avenues when you say artist, you're a performer, people recognize you. So I need to know, or you would need to know, what categories are within your lifestyle. So it sounds to me that you're predominantly in work, but you need to break down what aspects of your work are you doing. I mean, for me, for an example, as a stylist, and also I'm tapping into the content space of, you know, helping designers, I need to be able to transition. Transitioning for me is very, very big. So transition from fashion forward to comfortability is very big. So having such a simple, a fitted rib shirt and then throwing on a jacket, whether it's a blazer, whether it's a windbreaker, whether it's jean jacket, whatever it is, that is my type of thing. And I always can switch in and out of accessories. Accessories are always my thing when it comes to, it doesn't even matter if I'm in the fashion industry, I'm just very big on accessories. So transitioning is very, very big for me, not just for me, but for what I do for a living. For you, since you have not sat down and done the time blocking exercise, and kind of just get to know yourself on what do you do. So for you, since I know that you probably have an inconsistent schedule, I would ask you to go back a month, 4 weeks, and see what you have done. So, you know, are you getting up midday? Are you on Zoom calls? Are you, you know, on tour? Are you tour practicing? Like, you gotta write down what you're doing so that you will be able to have a starting point, a reference point on what you can get rid of, what you can keep, what you can alter, all different types of things. We gotta know what you have already so that we can move forward. That is my method. Again, I said, you may not like it, because if you are into the whole fast fashion type of thing, oh, let me just throw this on and camouflage my problems. No. That is not my practices anymore. I mean, when I got into the fashion industry, that's how they kind of teach you. But after me doing my own type of research and filling in, just doing my own type of research, hearing my clients, and just not being a shitty saleswoman. I'm very big on integrity, whether it's personal or professional. I feel like that is that will get to the root. At least it will start zapping and just minimizing the doubt, the asking of the friends, and you still not being satisfied. Like, you gotta do the work. When you don't do the work, you don't get the results that you want. Or better terms, if things are too easy, it's not gonna last too long. And as a woman that's in her late 30s, I could definitely honestly say that, and I agree with that. So, number two, what type of clothes do you have? And this can fall into so many realms of what type of clothes do you have. Do you have quality clothes? Do you have fast fashion clothes? Do you have clothes that fit you for the season? How are you shopping? How often do you shop? Do you wear your clothes once, or do you buy things because it looks good, and then when you try it on at home, it doesn't look good? Like, what type of clothes do you have? Are you just shopping for the moment, but you can't shop for the moment? Because if you actually did the first exercise that I told you to do, which is the time blocking, knowing what your categories are within your own lifestyle, then you will be able to know what type of clothes you want to have, what type of clothes you are buying, what type of clothes you are keeping. Because again, we heard you say that you were just indecisive with jeans or the baggy look. And that right there just screamed out, person and artist are fighting internally. So again, you got to know what you are first. And then you can create. And once you know who you are first, everything else you can kind of just shape around it and play around with it so that things can be easing easy for you and just ease out of your pore. You can, for you as an artist, you can dip in and out of different characters, as I would like to say. I love how Doja Cat just kind of just dips, just is very creative and just creatively outspoken, but it fits her because that's who she is foundationally wise. So that is number two. I want to know what type of clothes do you have that can all fall into what you're buying, what you have. Are you keeping it? Is it just taking up space in your closet? That is also a big one because it also falls into the first exercise, which is what are your categories in your lifestyle? And number three, who do you feel more comfortable in? That is, confidence is like the pulse. It is the pulse of style. It's the pulse of fashion. You can look at two people wearing the same item, and one is going to have way more life. Why? Because of confidence. Confidence brings so much more energy, life to that item. And that can simply be a t-shirt, that could be a shoe, that could be a necklace, that could be a hairstyle, it can be whatever. But who are you most comfortable in? Are you most comfortable in you being the artist? Are you most comfortable being yourself? Not sure how old you are, but knowing yourself definitely goes a long way when it comes to style. And if you are unfamiliar with my definition of style, but style is pretty much the internal things, the internal assets of what makes you. There's no distraction of anything else. Everything should be highlighting you as a person, as an individual, as an identity. And fashion is all the external things that's not related to you. So there's a lot of distractions, a lot of bells and whistles. And if you are tied into the fashion element, I know fashion and style gets interchanged in use, of course, because we live in an SEO era. But fashion, when you're asking the definition, it's a huge distraction because every 6 to 8 weeks, it's being changed. It's a new style coming out. It's a new trend, it's a new color, it's a new silhouette. And if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what categories you're in, if you don't know what is suitable for you, your lifestyle, you're going to fall into that trap like what the rest of the world wants you to be in. So that is my three tips. That's not to mention about the body shape. And I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with my equipment, but there's other things, but just listening to your voice memo, those are the three things that kind of just come to mind as far as giving you advice. And I'm very sure if you do the time blocking, knowing what categories, you sit yourself down, you know, play some music, drink, or whatever you want to do, and do that assignment, I'm very sure that you're going to have a better roadmap of which way to go with your image. I'm not saying that you got to have everything cut out, but you'll have a better understanding of how much time you spend on certain events or certain things in your life. And then you could kind of just like, okay, well, I need more clothes in that sector, or I need more clothes in that, or I know how to dress more of. No, I know what type of clothes I need more of because I'm spending a lot of time in this section of my life. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys learned. Definitely leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And I'm going to go enjoy my birthday for the rest of this week. Yeah, shout out to April 27th. That's when I was born. But yeah, I'm going to go enjoy my birthday because I've already started. But again, I wanted to keep this very consistent. I'm very happy with the direction of my new business. Not my new business. I wanted to keep this momentum going with this new direction of my business, this rebranding. And there's just been so much exciting news, if you guys haven't heard. But yeah, stay tuned, and I'm going to go enjoy my birthday. I'm out. Thanks so much for tuning in another fashionable episode. If you found this episode helpful or insightful, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening in. Share this podcast as well to a colleague, a friend, a homegirl, a partner, or even your travel buddy or something. Are you interested in hiring me as your personal style consultant for one-on-one services? Well, they are available. I have the closet plan, photo shoots, wardrobe management, makeover, as well as speaking and workshops for a party of five or more. And I know I don't talk about this much, but my secondary audience, which I do cater to and love near and dear because it keeps just my creative hearts flowing, which is the e-commerce styling for independent fashion brands. So yes, if you know an independent fashion brand who makes their own clothes, or you know, they just is a micro seller, I do lookbooks and campaign advertising for e-commerce styling, because it kind of just gets me in my creative zone when it comes to private clients. You know, my professionals are more a bit on the conservative side, but I do love y'all too, but the creative, the e-commerce definitely keeps my creative heart flowing. So if you're interested in that, log on to miien.co/services and check out the description as well as the benefits. And if you're interested in furthering that, you can click on the button and complete the client inquiry form. Are you interested in improving your personal appearance on your own pace? We have fashion tools to help you control the pace of your style journey. Just log on to shop.miien.co and you will find books that you can read that actually has my proprietary system. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.
Happy birthday, Mikara. I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to work with you these past months. These months have been a period of growth for me. Thank you for the many opportunities. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for believing in me. And I strongly believe that God brought you my way for a reason. And on this special occasion of your birthday, I pray that God perfects all that concerns you and all your goals and aspirations come together in fruition. Thank you so very much for all that you are to me and all you do for me. Thank you so much, Mikara. Have a wonderful, wonderful new chapter. Happy birthday.